Some places are known for their barbecue. Think Alabama white sauce, Kansas City ribs, or Brunswick stew. Once you know where the barbecue comes from, you're likely to have an idea about how it's going to taste. But what can barbecue teach us about the people who love it? That's the question at the heart of the Georgia Barbecue Trail, a project of historian Craig Pasco of Georgia College and State University. GPB's Daniel McDonald followed Pasco to Crow's Barbecue in Madison for this audio postcard.
What can I get for you, buddy?
Let me get the ramp sandwich.
Barbecue is much more than something you go to a restaurant and order. In Georgia and throughout most of the South, barbecue has a greater meaning. It has got, at its core, something that represents community. My name is Craig Pasco. I'm a professor of American history at Georgia College in Millersville, Georgia. And I am the creator of the Georgia Barbecue Trails. We're not there to review or critique the barbecue. We're there to basically provide the viewer with a guideline of here's the barbecue places, here where they're located, here's your contact, and they can take that to create their own barbecue trail. Crow's is a great example of how a barbecue operation is sometimes older than the building and the restaurant itself.
My granddaddy had a dairy in DeKalb County. And every year at the 4th of July, they'd have a customer appreciation. Mm-hmm. And they would feed 400 or 500 folks. His specialty was ribs. He could take ribs and cook them slow with the coals like he did. And it was just, everybody loved them.
My name's Philip Crow. This is my son, Ben Crow. I started it here in this location.
And my name's Ben Crow, and I run the day-to-day operation here at Crow's Barbecue.
And is it all right if I ask you a few questions while you're working?
Yeah, that's perfect, man. Not a problem at all.
How much meat are you cooking today?
Yeah, we'll put 400 or 500 pounds of hams on. As far as chicken goes, I think I've got 75, 80 pieces of chicken and about 20 slabs of ribs.
And how do y'all know how much to cook?
It's based off of experience. I've been doing it with my father, I guess since I was 12, 13 years old, actually standing up here on the pit with him. So I'm gonna shut these doors here and we can open up the firebox.
What kind of wood do you use on this fire?
We use hickory, white oak, and pecan. There's a piece of hickory there. White oak right there. Yeah, we use the white oak for more of a heat, and of course your hickory and your pecan that we use is gonna be for your smoke.
First one we built was in 76. We built it out of concrete. My daddy, cousin, they had a contract with Georgia Power pouring these underground boxes, and they modified it. Set one on the bottom and set the other one up on top and laid a chimney. And we built a barn around it. He had a country store, and that's where I really learned how to finally start cooking barbecue. As we transitioned in here, all we've ever tried to do was really duplicate, because everybody seemed to like it. And we weren't trying to necessarily reinvent the wheel. We were just trying to keep it consistent.
The Crows love what they do. They take great pride in it. To them, it's a part of their history and their traditions. And they are a great example how many people around the state have that same community spirit where they're embracing. If you love their barbecue, you are one of them.
You heard historian Craig Pasco at Crow's Barbecue in Madison, a stop on the Georgia Barbecue Trail. You can learn more at GeorgiaBarbecueTrails.com.